Aya, and you were tuned into Culture Radio, and you heard it here first, only on The Culture.
Listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on The Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now. Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Yeah. You can't hear me, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I can hear myself.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So to become a certified sex therapist, I mean, anyone honestly can become a self-proclaimed sex therapist.
That don't count.
Right.
That's just ego.
But you have to remember that sex therapy is in the mental health field. And so for myself, I have an undergraduate degree. I have a master's degree. And I took a certification test. Pardon me?
Oh.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it's still on.
Oh, sorry. On. Thank you.
So we're going to ride and do this again because we're going to do a little rewind session.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate you.
This is what happens. You never know what you're going to get because we're going to do a rewind session and start this thing over because it's like, wait a minute, did I miss TJ's intro?
Yes.
You sure enough did. So we're going to start this thing over. What's happening? What's happening, family? We are back once again, take two, on this intro. And joining us for the conclusion of our sex health awareness episode, we have our certified sex therapist, Miss Ashley Thomas, in the building.
Hello, hello.
From Bottomless Conversations' very own Morgan Williams.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
And Sipping Conversations' Baby minus Buddha for the day.
Baby.
Him hurt his knee. And
him need to toughen it up, boy.
He ain't got no Megan Thee Stallion knees.
I needed Buddha here with me. I wanted to ask a question. I know only Buddha could feel where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you listen to the sounds of Mr. Funny Man himself, comedian Loose Cannon.
What's happening, man? What's happening, everybody? Comedian Loose Cannon in the building, like a Tribe Called Quest on a pimp named Slickback. You say the whole thing.
Man, look at here. Last week we actually dove into just the intro of the importance of how having a healthy sex life impacts a relationship, and just give us some of the key points, Ms. Thomas, how important it is that you have a sexy or healthy sex life.
Yes, it is. I believe one of the essential components to a healthy relationship. And a part of that is not only being able to physically connect with your partner, but also being able to communicate sexually to your partner. And just more than, it's more than just, you know, eagle spread on the bed.
But that's one of them favorite positions if you can take
it. It may be, but we have to know how, I mean, sex in within itself is such a large topic. And then sexual relationships, I mean, it's just a subsidiary of it. It's just a branch of it. And just knowing how to properly function through a relationship while having sex. And please know that it's not just about the sex in a relationship, but it is a major component if you are sexually active and you want to make sure you're doing it safely and you're having as much fun with it as possible.
Whips, chains. Mm-hmm. All them saws that Diamond Matrix or whatever they call it, that considered safe?
BDSM.
Sure, there are safe ways to engage in whatever your style is when it comes to sex.
You ain't finna lock me up and hit me across the back with no kind of whip.
Well, then you have to make sure that you are with the person who doesn't want to explore that. If you are with someone that wants to explore that, you have to be able to respect each other's desires.
The devil's a liar.
Okay. Well, then, make sure that you wear a sign on your back that says,
"Do not
no whips and chains." Right.
Candy, you looking interested. You like you want to say something.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, well, a sign on your back ain't going to do you no good unless you're bent over, son. What you doing bent over?
No, they say put a sign on the back. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. Now, there's something very interesting, actually, that I was wondering, because I saw something on your page about the 10 sex facts when it comes to that.
I mean, well, what I posted about the 10 sex facts was just something so that people can be educated on the history of sex and just some different facts about what's going on as it pertains to sex or around us. A lot of people don't know that. You know, there are billions of people in this world, and there are over 120 people engaging in sex every single day. You know, just little fun facts about sex.
Just 120?
Million.
I mean,
okay.
From what I can see,
120.
One of the sex facts on here is males on average think about sex
every seven seconds. Absolutely. Every seven seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. And for women, that number is increasing as well.
These statistics, yeah. Man.
Did you guys know that women back in the day, you know, it was when women would have sexual urges, they would have to go to their doctor or have a midwife go and, I guess, stimulate their clitoris. That was the original vibrator. That was why the original vibrator was created, because, you know, it wasn't.
And that's how
women.
Lesbianism was created.
Stop it.
Yes, it was.
It did not take long for the ignorance to enter the building. No, because you have to think, back in those days, a lot of the doctors and midwives were males. Right? Even the midwives, they were males. And so they would take turns. So after a while,
that's how you get the phrase love doctor.
Cut it out. They got tired of doing this. So they invented the vibrator to help them stimulate the woman so the woman could, you know, get that release. And then now she's ready to go again. But
I love this,
so
here, this here, three-letter word.
Now, Cannon, here's one very interesting sex fact that's also on here. There are men in Guam whose job is to travel the countryside and the flower young virgins who pay them for the privilege of having sex for the first time.
Yes.
That's
a true fact.
But that ain't just in Guam. They got gigolos around here. I was almost a gigolo one time, but you know, I've been messing up the game. I've been around here, you know, jigging for free. You know, just.
You mean to tell me you ain't been charging these young?
I ain't charging. You know, I
cut it out.
I ain't charging. You know, so
don't.
So, but now.
I'm messing up, baby.
Now, Morgan, yes, I'm going to come to you real quick.
Okay.
Now, we talked about last week about, you know, the importance of, you know, getting the pipe.
Doing what?
Getting the pipe.
Okay, mm-hmm. So getting the pipe.
Now,
okay.
Is there a time frame as to when it's acceptable not to get it for an extended period of time? Or is there a cutoff like, hey, no way I can go without it for X amount of hours or maybe a day or two? But when is the cutoff time for you?
For me? I don't really have, I don't really have a cutoff time. I don't even think about it like that. Like, I mean, a cutoff time for sex?
Like, okay.
Is that a thing?
Like, well, I ain't no cutoff time.
All right,
shit.
So listen, you got to have it. You got your dude. You got to have that pipe.
Then we going to do it.
So what if you say, okay, you know what? I don't feel like it for the next 2 weeks.
For the next 2 weeks, I need to know why.
Who does that?
I would want to know why. I mean, of course, I'm going to respect. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it is, that's what it is.
I'm fasting for 2 weeks.
Oh, then we fasting then. We fasting.
Oh, we fasting.
Ain't no I am. Yeah, we fasting. Because this a team. You know what I'm saying? We're a team. So, yeah.
So that's a good enough excuse? But
I mean, that's why you have to communicate.
I mean, I don't. Right. I am not the type of person where if that's your response and I'm going to respect it, I'm not going to pry or force a man to tell me something. If he says I'm fasting and he has his personal reasons, I'm not gonna like start stirring up turmoil in the house, you know, and prolong those 2 weeks just because he don't want to elaborate. Because, you know, that's a part of giving your mate their space. You're individuals.
I'm gonna need to know. Like, what we doing.
Yeah.
So I just need to know.
I just yeah, what just say, hey, we fasting. I did it, you know.
Is this a routine thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called communication.
But I ain't gonna like psychology you and be like, what, you know, like, okay, cool. You know, just let me know when I can jump on that thing, you know? We so, in there.
So is there ever a time
when
where
do we find other women like y'all? So I'm loving this.
But you over here speechless.
You know, you see, I ain't had much to say. I've been smiling from ear to ear. I just been. Would you?
So,
I'm a real true story.
Ride it.
Now, Ashley, you're saying that there's a lot of different ways to, you know, satisfy in the bedroom.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, as far as the three main sexual positions, you know, women, y'all don't got to talk at once. But at what point does the same three positions get boring, such as riding from the back, missionary? Those are considered the three normal positions to get in. At what point do they get boring?
Well, you have to know your partner. You have to be able to, you have to be able to, you know, have that unspoken communication with your partner and know, I mean, you could be riding it from the back for the next 10 years and it never gets boring.
Yeah,
you're
riding the right shit.
Right. So you just have to know your partner. You have to know what they like, what they don't like. Some people like routine. Some people want to know, okay, for first 20 minutes, we going to foreplay. I'm going to suck on your nipples and you know, rub your booty a little bit and give you, you know, some clitoral stimulation. And then for the next 10 minutes, you know, fellatio that thing. And then for the next 10 minutes, you know, we going to do it missionary. Nah. And then for the next 10 minutes.
Hold on. Look. You can get clitoral stimulation from rubbing the booty?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I was about to say, boy, I just learned something today, boy.
He's so silly.
Oh, no, listen, this the expert over here, so. Hey, listen, any free tips I can get, I'm taking.
And so you want to just, what was the question? It may not get boring. It just depends.
There were three. I mean, I didn't even realize there were three.
Well, I mean, those are the basics.
Most women say,
you know, guy like, you know, what's your favorite position? Oh, I like it from the back. Is that true, ladies?
Who?
It depends. It depends on the
majority of women answer
I like
with
I like me on top.
Oh, so you like to ride?
Yeah.
So
something like my side. I
want it. Yeah.
So, so there's always a favorite position for everyone.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Miss Sex Therapist.
Sir.
You're
Candy, you breathing real hard.
Do you ever get tired of getting in front of the back?
Wait. We cannot talk about my personal experience.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Like Barack Obama said, yes, we can. Okay.
My personal experience is off the table. It is not.
Well, listen, experience is they say, is the best teacher. Now, maybe not experience with you, but sometimes your experience.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're speaking of your experience can help, you know, some of our wonderful listeners.
Okay, so what was your question?
Well, the question. Well, the question was, the majority of women, when asked what's your favorite position, they always say.
Well, what
like
women
like
are you surveying? Because that's not.
No, I didn't say survey women. I said some of the guys. Let me clarify.
Okay.
When guys. Most of the time, get into that conversation of having sex talk.
Okay.
Most of the time, that one question is, what's your favorite position?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually answered, followed by, I like it from the back.
Okay. So I would probably say if a lot of women are saying that their favorite position is from the back, it's because, so the clit, right? Mm-hmm. A part of it is external. You can see it's right under the flap. And then the other part is internal. Mm-hmm. And if you're hitting it from the back and, you know, he may have that little curve on that thing, he may be pounding the G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how
that's probably why.
Right. And so that's how. And a lot of women, honestly, about 11% of women have orgasms just off of penetration, because you need to, mm-mm, you know, mm-mm, be in that G-spot.
Well, me on top, I do. And I just discovered. Right. But that I just discovered.
Because mm-hmm. you can actually.
Yeah, I can control. Yeah, and I can control it.
Rub back.
Right.
11% is a small number, so the sister statistic is still accurate. 11% is a small number.
Right, 11% of women.
And if you know.
Just based off of penetration. But
if you don't get off per penetration, you're part of the 89% that does not, so. But go ahead, sis. Continue. I just want to.
You
want to
learn.
I just want to support the sister's claim. That's all.
Oh no, I appreciate it. But and so a lot of women are saying that their favorite position is because they're getting that pounding of their G spot.
Speak about the pounding some more, please. Yes, ma'am.
And the vagina, you know, you have to put it. And if you take your fingers, like say your fingers are the penis, and you put it in and go up.
And feel on the riffles and the ridges.
It's kind of like a spongy.
Until it swell up and you feel the little ball up in there. Oh, yes. I know.
Cut
for
it out.
For all my listeners. Wait a minute. For all my listeners who is not watching, our certified sex therapist just gave a demonstration on how it should be inserted.
Yeah,
so if you're not watching it on Facebook, damn it, I don't know what you're waiting on, because that demonstration was right. off the chain.
You got to get that twist emotion when you go in.
I want to, you know, then, I'm going to bring some of my personal experiences into the fold, if you will. You know, me personally, I take pride in being a sword layer, if you will. You know, dropping that dog leg off up in you.
What leg?
That dog leg. You know, that dog leg long. You know, just that great thing. So with that being said,
they got old baby legs.
You know, so with that being said, no baby legs over here. You know what I'm saying? But listen,
baby leg. I'm talking about like on a baby.
Okay.
I don't mean like I'm talking about a whole baby leg.
Okay. All right. Okay. So this is my thing. You know, for years I took pride in laying the pipe, and I've had a lot of success at it, and. Yeah. All jokes aside.
Like
but
dead
no,
ass.
No, no, no,
oh,
no. No, I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead ass serious.
Is
I'm dead
this,
ass serious.
Is this a marketing ad?
No, this ain't
penis?
Let me get to it. Right.
Okay, okay.
So, but in the last year or two, like I've taken interest in being the double threat, if you will. So I'm working on the mouthpiece game. All right. So I don't feel like I've had the best. I don't feel like I've had the best techniques, for lack of a better way to describe it, to stimulate the clitoris
I can
with the mouthpiece
porn.
Or whatnot.
I
so
can
what
coach
would
you on that. I can coach you on that.
Oh.
I said, that's why I said lesbian porn. Don't know about it. Can't know, like, we
so,
women know the vagina.
So what advice would you give to help the situation or whatnot? Because I've been down there, you know, a couple women been like, oh, you know.
What is it that you do when you're down there? That's the, cause I think that'll be the best way for her to guide you.
I listen, but I, you know, at the same time,
what baby just said?
You got to definitely listen to her words and her body.
Yeah. I listen, but I want to get to the point where I can satisfy without instruction.
But did you just hear what baby said?
You won't. Every woman is going to be different.
Absolutely.
Some want that clitoris stimulation. Some want the whole.
Someone
want
to suck
this
that thing to their stomach cave.
Yeah. Some don't emotion. Want the finger. I done ran across that. Right.
And then
know,
a lot of y'all don't like to, a lot of y'all don't use your tongue and go in the hole. Y'all just like to stay around the outside. Sometimes they want you to get in there. Like,
my tongue ain't that long to get the G spot in the hole.
You ain't got to. We saying getting the G spot, but just the feeling of the tongue in and out the hole. You don't know what that. You know what I'm saying? You got to get in there.
You got to learn your tongue.
Hold on. Let me take a little.
You take your whole
Cannon is literally writing notes.
Your whole entire tongue along. Yeah.
This is educational tonight.
But you know, if you watch lesbian porn, because, I mean, I know men not going to agree, but women, we know the vagina. So we know it feels good because we have one, just like y'all have a penis. I don't know what it feels like to get a dick sucked, but you do. You know what I'm saying? Right. So most men can say, well, this is probably the best thing for you to do because y'all know how it feels, and we know how it feels. That's why I said lesbian porn, because most lesbians
know what they're doing. What was the...
I want to know how to suck some good dick, I probably need to watch a nigga do it because he knows how
to do it. No. All you need to do is watch Superhead with the salt and pepper shake of motion. That's all you need to do.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying y'all watch it, but I'm just saying... I think about the fact that you get what I'm saying.
Seriously. I understand your logic. Not that we would be interested in that.
Not
but,
saying
you know,
y'all watch it. I'm saying logic.
So all right. So let me get this one thing.
It's some women out here on Facebook, YouTube that got. I done seen a big girl with a grapefruit out there, but a grapefruit looked insane and interested.
So,
you know
what's the main reason behind a guy not being able to come from straight head.
Average.
I mean, cause I
can't.
I don't know. I'll be the first to say it hasn't been successful yet.
It only had to happen to me one time, and it wasn't really the head that did it.
It was more to that, and then it. Yeah.
I don't want my nigga to come up the head, cause I mean.
And then when it hurts, when I swallow.
It ain't because of that. It's just, I like it better when he comes during
sex.
Like, maybe if we fuck first and, you know, we go on, then maybe later I'd be like, you want me to suck you off, you know, but initially, no. I need.
I just, first of all you ladies out here listening, hold on. All the ladies out here listening, all right, I just want you to follow the perfect example of this sister right here. Okay, you see how forthcoming she is about the subject matter, all right? I want you to be equally as cutthroat about this thing. This is wonderful. More women got to be more like this woman over here.
You have to be. If you want to be pleased in the bedroom, you have to be upfront with what you want. And practice that in the bedroom. Like,
you have to be
comfortable. Giving instruction, telling each other what to do. Yeah, saying, have a night where you say, you know what? Like, for instance, oh, I'm finna tell all my business. Okay. For instance.
Tell it.
So I've created this thing where I have a black pair of underwear, and then I have this other color of underwear. So if I have on the black, I do what you say. If I have on the other color, you do what I say. And that's a good exercise to have because it's whatever. So
but
whatever.
What if he colorblind though? Just
stop it.
You do
but
what
I'm
works
saying,
for your relationship.
You say
you
tonight,
come up with
tonight
strategy.
I'm the boss. Right. Tonight you're the boss. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then that's how you learn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you get to learn what the other person really did. That's your moment to be vulnerable and say, this is what I like, and you agree to be submissive in the bedroom to what I want.
Man, wow, so man. All good stuff tonight, no, y'all.
And it all boils down to having open communication, being able to be, I mean, if you're comfortable enough to have sex with a person, you need to be equally as comfortable as being able to open up to them and talk to them and communicate to them about your sexual needs and desires.
That's why I like sex on a first date, because you seriously, you tend to open up to a person right after You know, after y'all done did the dance or whatnot, you tend to open up to them a little bit better because you already done made yourself the most vulnerable to them, if you will. So that's why I like sex on the first date, because it get all the nonsense out the way. You know what I'm saying? And it make you more comfortable with a person.
I have a question for Ashley. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we're talking about submission and so mm-hmm. forth. How often do you hear men are actually being submissive to the women?
Surprisingly, mm-hmm. it's just as equally given as women are to men. And I'm sure you know, baby, when men are in that place of vulnerability and they are being, it's like in that moment of having sex, they are pretty much willing to do
whatever
it is.
Things that, you, that you want to do.
See, they we'll shaking their hands saying no.
See, I done told y'all last week.
But
I
you get the right vagina riding that penis.
Huh?
And I want to hear you say no.
What happened?
That he ain't had that pullback. That's all.
That's it.
I'm talking about being vulnerable at the moment. Let me go ahead
and
talk to
you. So how would you define submission? Like, what does it look like for a man to be submissive in the bedroom?
We're going to keep that thought. We're going to take this quick break. We're going to come back with all your questions. And this part is just getting started. So make sure if y'all need a towel, wipe down or wipe off or whatever you need to do, go ahead and
recharge
do it. Get your glass
up.
Of wine. Get you some cognac. Because this part is just getting started. We're going to be back more of your questions. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
So, Cannon, Buddha says amen to sex on the first date.
Buddha? Oh, yeah.
He's on watching it.
Tell Buddha he should have came tonight. I need him because I'm going to ask a question. You know, in my loose cannon moment, I'm going to talk about implied consent. You know, I heard a situation with Antonio Brown with a girl accused him of rape because mm-hmm. he started knocking her down.
You're listening to the TJ Chapman Show on the Culture Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page at the TJ Chapman Show. And remember to keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
When I met you, woman, I couldn't help but notice a face so beautiful. Now imagine the faces you would make if we ever made love.
Two times and you walked outside. Mm-hmm. Just keep hugging them thighs, and the only thing inside my mind is mm-hmm. I want you.
Yes, I do. And if it's anything, you suggest I do.
Tell me.
Now we all in the crib on my sofa. Girl, I'm so glad you came over. I wanna tell you, come closer. But I don't know if you feel.
You feel.
Like I feel.
Like I feel.
I found you just like a kid who found some candy. Let me feel it, find your panties.
Take them off.
Take them off. Take them off, please.
Oh, down on my knees. Oh, you're right in front of me.
Don't have to pay for my attention. Can you hear me? Is you listening? Baby, be real with me.
I want it all.
Wouldn't it be nice if all night I was in you? girl in your life say, mm-hmm. And when your eyes roll back in your head, mm-hmm. Shaking in your legs, mm-hmm. That's what she said.
We back, family, man. I hope y'all done dried off because it's about to get wet once again. Hope you got your towels ready because this part is just getting started then, man. Now, we had a question right before the break. What was the question?
Well, it wasn't a question. It just we was talking about some of the things I want to encourage and discuss in tonight's Loose Cannon moment, if you will.
We got that coming up.
Okay.
Because now, one of the questions that was asked last week that we didn't get a chance to is, do you find more men willing to have sex with a woman during her monthly cycle?
Oh, absolutely. I have spoken to, coached, and counseled several couples who are open to having intercourse while the woman is going through her menstrual cycle. It's common. It's very common.
You're talking about like in the booty hole, right?
In the vagina. I mean, it's natural lubrication. Yeah, they put a towel down, get in the shower.
That ain't.
It's very common.
We'll say that ain't the perfect natural lubrication, ain't it?
It's very common.
It helps her. It really helps her.
Yeah.
Never.
And she's very.
I did it on accident.
And most women, like baby said, when they are going through that menstrual cycle,
they're the horniest.
Yes.
That is a sexual fact that women are the horniest on their period.
So you get her in that shower and
I've knocked it. I've knocked a few home. And I knocked a few home. And that's when I realized, okay, you know what? I had to learn when she about to come on. Now, I done knocked on maybe 2 days before or the day before or whatever. And next thing you know, I'm like, okay, you ain't never been this wet before. My goodness. Why is it so like just like going in and out?
And then you pull that robot and it's pink crap like, all on it. And
I'm like, what the hell?
A lot of couples do it.
So
I mean, they have that understanding. Yeah, especially if they're exclusive.
Yeah, someone actually asked me to do that because, like you said, it was very horny at that particular mm-hmm. time. And it's like, oh, I got a rubber. We got towel. We can lay it all down.
Absolutely.
And this was with knowledge, knowing that your shit is on.
Yeah.
And she got turned off because I turned her off. And I'm like, well, we can't do this because I'm not finna dive in nothing red like that. No, I'm sorry. It ain't happening, Captain. Find you another sucker to part the Red Sea. That ain't happening.
I mean, again, it depends on the couple. Mm-hmm. You have to be
not my thing.
No, your mate's boundaries.
Mm-hmm. So Morgan, you if your dude say, you know, let me go ahead and just get in the Red Sea.
Nah, that's not sanitary. That's not. That's too much. That's too much.
Nah, we got one.
That's
more,
too much.
We got one more question here. It says, what prevents you from having your prostate milked?
That's for y'all.
For the men.
For having your prostate what?
Well, hold on.
With men.
What did I say? Oh, that was our question from last week.
For the men.
Go to another one. It says, obviously.
Can a
woman overstimulate using a vibrator? So can they like overstimulate?
No, don't skip over the prostate. What makes a man?
No, let's skip over that. Let's skip over that.
I didn't even hear the question.
Let's skip over that. What
was the question? What was the prostate question?
The prostate, it was for me and Buddha last week, because I totally missed it. It says, so for TJ and Buddha, what prevents you from having your prostate milked? Now,
milked?
Milked, like.
I didn't know a prostate had udders, first of all.
Stimulated. I mean, I know what prostate is, but.
You know, that's where they go in there.
Like milk as in like.
I ain't even trying to find out, TJ, to be honest with y'all.
Like jacked off? Going, you know, basically doing the.
Let somebody put their finger in their ass. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You guys should enjoy that. That's where your G-spot is.
The devil.
What would prevent it?
Listen, it's other ways. I'm sure you.
Ain't going up
in
there.
Other ways to stimulate.
If you are a male like and you want to experience the best orgasm of your life.
I ain't sticking my finger in nothing. No grown ass man. Y'all don't even wipe good. Fuck that.
No, y'all.
There's other ways to do it.
You can get a butt plug.
I don't even trust that y'all wipe good. I ain't sticking my finger up man grown ass man butt.
Yes.
Doing your, you know, if you going down and you giving your man head or whatnot, you can rub on the taint or whatnot. It's all the ways you can stimulate the G spot without putting your finger up.
I'm just saying, you want the maximum experience,
well,
bruh.
Well, guess what? Well, like I said last week. Like I said last week, I'm
perfectly. Guys, don't
I'm
be so close-minded.
I'm not being close-minded. We understand what you're saying.
We understand what you're saying. I just ain't down for it.
But you got some men that do like that, but, I mean, if you got a woman that's into that, then, hey.
I'm perfectly
do
okay
your
with,
thing.
I have a question.
Yes.
So have you guys ever been with a woman or attempted to be with a woman and she had an odor?
Oh, that thing would not rise.
Yes.
He would not rise, and he would
some
leave.
Some of y'all going to fuck anyway.
I had a girl get out of the shower, and I jumped in my bedroom butt naked one time. And when I got in there, right out the shower, I was like,
oh, sis need to go to the, she should have, she need to jump right to the gynecology.
I was like, oh, man,
as soon as you pull it
do you
side,
tell her?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was my next question. Do you tell her?
What you going to say?
Oh, what's that? I'd be like, what? No, seriously, that's a true story. That happened to me one time. It was like, you know, I'm talking about this thing was fine all like those, okay? It was like getting ready to get busy. Now I smelled it up here, but I thought it was maybe the, you know, because you know, she had roommates. You know, this was, you know, back at UCF, you know, when they had the four people in the room, whatever. So I'm thinking it's, you know, they ain't take out the track. I saw the track, whatever. So we went back to her room. I still smell it. I'm like, okay, maybe the odor came through.
She smelled
through the,
it too.
Came through the. Yeah, I don't know. Cause
yeah, she did.
So we got ready to lay her down and get ready. Soon I got closer, the odor got stronger. And I damn near gagged. And she was like, what's wrong? I was like, I don't know what that smell is, but hold on, I'll be right back.
So you mean to tell me you've never carried through with banging a female, fuck although no. She may have had odor?
No, because he was not finna get up. You can't get up. You can't if it don't look edible.
They put
if
it
don't look edible and it don't smell good. He is not.
She smelled that. She smelled
that. I agree with
you, Morgan.
I think she did too.
Thank you,
Cannon.
I'm going
to keep it all the way one time. One time.
Thank you, 1,000. Let's go.
Let's go.
So you ain't got some stank.
Man, listen. One time. One time, me and this girl, we had a one night stand, dog. And when I got the panties off, my head went back. But I still got them drawers, though. I ain't gonna. I still got them drawers. Hey, listen. Hey, I had to put my head on the shoulder, though. You know, you put the head on the shoulder, you can't smell nothing. You know.
But you know what?
That's when you turn around.
Nowadays, there are too many, you know, preventions from that from women. There's no excuse for
truth
a woman
be told,
to have
half of the time and be them y'all be not be throwing off a woman pH balance.
Exactly, a lot of men. If you're sexually active with a bunch of other women and you bringing that back to your lady, you will throw off her pH. And
isn't it true though?
Trick for that though.
Isn't it true if a woman is messing with a larger man can also throw off a pH balance.
No,
you can't.
Okay, well, I got to cuss somebody out then.
Yeah, make sure you stay out real good.
No.
So, what's the trick? You know.
What's the trick?
Oh, I mean, it's just the oil that I have. One of my friends, she is a vendor for, it's called Mommy Wisdom. It's like a pH balancer, and it's a natural oil, and it's good to use for every day. You do a couple drops in your hand, and it's good to just become one with your body. Massage your vagina inside, out, and it's called My Mommy Wisdom. It's a oil.
Is it cool?
It smells really good, and it feels good on your body. You leave it on between 4 and 8 hours, And
is it cool if the partner also
absolutely
does?
Have your partner go in and
give me a chance
and
to channel my inner Plies. I want to talk to that force of the day. You
and
know,
rub
just,
it in there.
I want to rub that force of the
it
day.
It feels really good. you can feel
how you doing today.
Yeah. I mean, man, you guys should be into that. You should be into
I'm all in.
Caring for your woman's
I
vagina.
Like long as the pH smell good.
Everything now, about that vagina.
Now, how often is it when, like, a particular woman says, you know, every time you go down on me, somebody came to me and told me, like, TJ, what you think? Why you think this happened?
Mm-hmm.
I first of all, I ain't no doctor. I don't know. Probably going to need to get checked. But she told me that every time her dude went down on her, she always got a yeast infection.
Mm. No, that's gingivitis. That's what he need to brush his teeth. He need to brush his teeth, I mean, dog. You need to brush your teeth. You right here giving women gingivitis
it's
and stuff like
something
that.
Something in his saliva.
And she
you need to brush his teeth.
And she even told me she was like, you know I was wrong for doing it, but I let my ex boyfriend go down on me just to see if it was just I can't get hit no more.
Girl,
and
just
she said she came, she bust, and didn't have any yeast infection. And she ended up breaking up with him because that's what she loves. She loves to get her stuff 8 hours.
Half of y'all eat yeast anyway. Y'all don't know what y'all died. Y'all think that.
I'm all for the carbs.
Half of y'all the dough boy anyway. You don't know it. You just think, oh, this was just wedge your eat dough. Let me be quiet. Turn my mic off.
Wait a minute.
Don't turn it off for real. Don't turn it off for real. Don't turn it off.
I done lost my train of thought.
I'm trying to tell you, Morgan. You got off the chain.
So,
if she is getting yeast infections from oral sex from her partner,
he don't brush his teeth.
Don't break it to him.
It could be a variety of things, honestly. It really could. It could be his oral hygiene. It could be her vaginal hygiene. Mm-hmm. It could be that they're.
But
they don't. It doesn't.
They don't.
That's
got to
be sad.
It doesn't.
But it's got to be the saddest.
That's
thing
sad. I know my pussy just don't like you.
I have never heard of that.
Oh, that's just awful.
That's that hurt.
She don't like you.
So let me just think about this in my brain really quickly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My pussy told me to tell you that.
You ain't welcome here. You ain't welcome here no more.
Love don't live here anymore.
You keep bringing germs in this house.
Is she allergic to something that he's eating, like shellfish?
That's a good question.
You know,
but that's a good question, though.
And then he's in her vagina with it. Without brushing his teeth,
that might be a vegan pussy.
So what happens?
Oh gosh,
pork and shit.
Hey. So what happens in the morning time?
Y'all,
when you want to roll over up in it and wake her up, because most of the time women ain't wet when they wake up.
Who?
It's usually
that shit be marinating over the nighttime. Well, that's the best.
Look at Candace.
It depends on the woman. It depends. Some women are very dry. Some women. You know, need just a little bit of stimulation.
Yeah,
and some women just off rip, they ready. They're ready.
I had a girl, she was a squirter, but before we get started, she'll be like super dry, but that thing was like a lawnmower, but you prime it three times. You get you hit the button three times, but that thing be soaking wet afterwards, boy. So you think it's dry, but sometimes these women just need a little priming. And after you prime that thing be soaking, squirting wet, boy. Let me tell you.
Now, you missed last week's show when we talked about is, you know, what squirting was. If it was the debate of, is it really piss?
Did we talk about that?
No, they talk. It's majority, though, isn't it?
So when you squirt, it goes through... You know, the same canal that your urine goes through, so it may have a little bit of urine.
But it ain't
other fluids as well.
It's other fluids. It's other fluids.
It's other fluids, and sometimes the urine can be mixed with it.
Yeah. So can a woman overstimulate using a vibrator?
What do you mean, like lose the sensation of the?
Yeah, can a woman overstimulate?
Yes.
Like
she, it's hard for her to have an orgasm because she uses the vibrator so much. Yeah. Yes, that is possible.
And then another guy came right behind that question and says, when a guy jacks off, is it harder for him to come when he's inside? Huh? I'm just reading what it say. I don't know. I'm thinking, so I
could clarify the statement.
Okay, I don't understand the question.
I'm
just reading what Nick say right
now. The question, you know, in a clinical fashion is, can a man overstimulate by masturbating the same way a woman can overstimulate by using a vibrator?
Yeah, so what happens is, you know, all the nerve endings are in the tip of the penis, right? So that's why you'll find that men that are not circumcised, their penises tend to be more sensitive than men that are, because men that aren't circumcised, you don't have that extra meat covering the tip of your penis, and so it's rubbed in your pants and your underwear.
I ain't fucking with no pullback.
Damn, you got time for no pullback.
And so
that's how dick's supposed to look. What you mean?
I don't care. No.
And so it is possible to minimize the sensation.
And we have one other listener that says, during your toy box parties, can it be all men at the toy box party
with men
with a female demo?
Yes. I have done that.
Wow.
See, y'all was trying to find a game by
Yes,
game.
Safely, yes.
That sounded a little
suspect to me too, sis. I'm trying to have.
No, so what we do is if I bring my model with me and she's doing a demo, I have the host sign a consent letting them know that you are not allowed to physically touch or engage with the model. If you do, is I don't know about it, because it's my job to protect her, right? Mm-hmm. And then to also provide you service as well. But we gonna do it where everything is cultured, and she can't come back and say, you raped me or I was violated.
Oh.
But so. I haven't had any issues so far, and I have done this all male.
You can't be Junior from the Players Club.
Listen,
is what I'm
saying. Right.
No, you can't.
But honestly, it's not common for a bunch of men to be one to be in just one female.
That's not a thing.
And so really the party that I did with all male, they were all mostly gay men. It wasn't a bunch of heterosexual men wanted to see this woman demonstrate. Usually
those kind of parties involve a different type of professional.
Right.
So real quick before we go, we got a loose cannon moment before we go, because this is going to lead us into our next segment on next week. So let's get our little quick loose cannon moment going.
Catch comedian Loose Cannon for a Loose Cannon moment, giving you his perspective on real life situations from a comedian's point of view. Tuesday nights on the TJ Chapman Show.
All right, so Loose Cannon, real quick. We got about 5 minutes. What loose cannon moment do you have today? What's on your mind?
I want to talk about gray areas. We are in the Me Too era right about now, and I feel like there's a lot of things going on that are not being discussed. All right, a lot of times when people ask certain questions or try to get clarity or discuss certain topics or whatnot, people get accused of victim shaming, if you will, when really all you're trying to do is ask real pertinent questions. Like, what was you doing at that hotel at 3 o'clock in the morning? At 3 o'clock in the morning, the only thing is up is hard dicks and helicopters. Which one you want to ride, all right? Now, okay. So, listen, I want to talk about some things that I've been seeing, in regards to statements that I just made real quick. I think we need to start talking about certain things like consent and how to prevent certain situations from happening. I don't think that's being talked about enough, all right? If you have no intentions of being with a man sexually, don't go to his hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning. It just ain't a good idea. It ain't a good look, all right? And there's certain things that if we avoided doing certain things, maybe certain things wouldn't happen, okay? All right. We want to discourage people from extorting people with sex, okay? That way when a victim comes forward, we could take her seriously and she seems more credible. And then we want to get the ladies to understand that no mean no. All right? Say what you mean and mean what you're going to say. Thank you very much. If I had more time, then we could really go in on it, but we don't have, we out of time for tonight. But thank you so much.
I mean, that's our loose cannon moment, but that's just going to be just the tip of the iceberg on what you know, what we're going to actually talk about next week is this, you know, the Me Too movement era that we're in, and, you know, discussing these certain things, because yes, we're talking about sex health, but sometimes people get out of control with it and take it to the next level that it shouldn't be. So we're definitely going to discuss that next week, and we do appreciate Ms. Ashley Thomas for joining us,
giving us our
sex health awareness and our education. How can the people book you for demonstrations?
So absolutely. One, I would just like to say that September, the month of September, is Sexual Health Awareness Month. So
it's a shame it's coming to an end.
I know, so let's just make sure that, you know, we make our sexual health more of a priority. And then two, you can find me on Facebook at Toys Toy Box. You can find me on Instagram at Latoya's Toy Box. If you'd like to book me for a tour party, you can find me on Booksy, or you can find me, you can send me a message via Instagram or Facebook. You know, just, you can send me an email. If you go on Facebook, it has the link where you say send email, and it'll send the email directly to me. We can book that way. And just know that my parties are not low class jump off parties. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you do me that way.
Do me. As long as we get to do you, you know. Right.
Hey, there's a toy for everybody inside of Toys Toy Box. Remember that.
I love that saying.
Yep.
Morgan.
Yes. Hey. Yes. Hey.
Bottomless Conversations.
Yes.
Appreciate you coming on, darling.
Thank you for having
me. I can always hit you up and like, hey, come on, slide through. Yeah. I appreciate that. And always, baby from Sipping the Conversation, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, 7:45
p.m.
And how can they find you?
Sipping the Conversation, Buddha and Baby, all platforms, Instagram, Anchor.
You ain't on Snapchat, is you?
I'm on, yeah, we are actually on Snapchat.
Oh, okay,
I do a lot of crazy stuff there. So we're on all the platforms.
And I'm your main man, TJ Chapman. Make sure you guys tune in next week, man, because it's going to be a very touchy situation, because it has to be talked about. But we got to do what we got to do. So absolutely, make sure you guys be safe. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to